Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not going. I'd never let you fight Frieza alone.
Listen, Gohan, you have to get out of here now. You don't have a
I'm gonna cut out
like
all the other shit.
But Goku, we can't leave.
If you think that your little friend can escape, you're sadly mistaken.
Woo. Hey,
sipping gin and tonic, watch me hit the chronic. Yes, I've been up on it. Whoa, I got the thickest chick erotic off the hypnotic. She's off it like whoa. I got a fifth of vodka, hit the spliff like Rastas. I'm the sickest monster I know. Got the bitches on us, yeah, we been in bottles. Yeah, we getting dollars for the flow. You can find me where the money stay, so I'm always at money place. If anybody knows me, then they know I'm on a money chase. Trying to get that money quick, underlay, underlay. Don't be talking shit or get punched in the face. Trying to be rich, don't care what them youngins say. I like my paper with the 100 face. Just to be honest, I be off it when I'm on it. That Long Island got me gone quick. That Patron shot got a strong kick. No suit on, but I'm on that ball shit. As the dollar climbs up for a profit. Pippin chasing, I can't even stop it. Me winning, yeah, that's the main topic. Me and the squad always stay off it. That's because we always stay on it. That Bombay, be the bomb is. Take it to the face, then I'm off it. But that's just because I'm on it, man. I'm off it often, cause it's awesome. I'll be off it till I see the coffin. Patron got me coughing. I be off it. Yeah, I be off it. I be off it. Yeah, I be off it. I be off it when I'm on it. I be off it. I be off it when I'm on it. I be off it. I be off it. Yeah, I be off it. I be off it. Yeah, I be off it. I be off it when I'm on it. I be off it. I be on it when I'm off it. I be on it.
It was Krillin.
Bob goes the weasel.
Well, that there, folks, was the main man, B. Daly, one of my co-hosts on Pass the Mic Radio on a Saturday show. But that song right there is I Be Off It. And that's on his current mixtape, I Just Want to Rap. Some people, they just want to eat sandwiches and drink water. Daly, he just wants to rap. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So today is the first official Wednesday show of the Pass the Mic show. Nothing special planned, but great music and an awesome interview with Patty Barnett, a.k.a. to the rest of you folks out there, PJ Dakota. Hope I'm doing that right, because I've...
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, good. All right. I'm glad I did something right today. It's been one of those days. So, PJ, without any further ado... tell the world about yourself a little bit, where you're coming from, you know, what you got going on in your life.
A little bit of everything, man, you know. Being a woman in this business, you know, you got to be able to know what all, you know, be able to have all the talents that the men do, you know, because it's a man, male-dominated type of industry. So, you know.
Boy, howdy. No, I was just agreeing with you, saying, boy, howdy. It's dominated by
Exactly. So, I made sure that I learned how to, you know, produce and engineer and songwriting and singing and rapping. So, you know, whatever is needed to be done, I can, you know, I can basically do it. So, you know, I've been doing this for a long time and it's hard, you know, even a couple of years ago when the labels were labels, they're not necessarily big as they were back then. It's even harder because you really go back to the roots of being an artist and being independent and really pushing yourself out there, you know, as far as handling everything, you know. And when I say handle everything, I'm talking about the cost, because that's probably one of the biggest things that a lot of these artists don't understand, is that you have to pay for this stuff yourself. So, I finance my own stuff, you know. And we out here pushing out this new single called Big Deal. And working on a complete album, which I hope to drop and plan to drop in September. And we're just going to keep pushing it. And currently working on getting some placements, song placements, and some publishing deals together. I got a good management team behind me, a good support team, and, you know, this is what we're doing. So, yeah, you know, but, you know, I do film work, you know, I do video, I do pictures. I try to cover it all, and I do it because I love it. I've always had this love and passion for music, so that's why I do it. I mean, everybody wants the fame and the glory and the money, but at the end of the day, I love it regardless of what happens. So I just keep pushing, and, I'm trying to give people some good music.
And you're right, though, in this day and age of where rap and hip-hop is right now, it's easy, but it's hard at the same time that I've noticed my own self as an outsider looking in. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's really hard for an artist that's got, like, that original, I don't want to say original, just that true hip-hop flavor, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Versus what's hot out there right now. So I don't want to dog anybody, so we'll call it that. What's hot out there right now, and so when you got that flair, it's hard to compete with popular. You know, it's really hard. So yeah, so I do commend all my female artists out there that are putting in work, because you know you got a double hill to climb. First, you got to be able to, you know, contend with us fellas that's in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to contend with all the I'm going to go ahead and say it, I'm me. You got to contend with all the whackness that's out there, you know. And, lucky for you, you're not one of them.
Thank you.
No, I got to listen to some of your music, and I really dig it. I'm almost 40, so, you know, I grew up all up in the 80s and everything.
Right.
So your music kind of gives me a not the 80s feel, but just it takes me back to a time when it was like, yeah, let's just go have a good time. Let's go turn up a little bit and have a good time and then get back at it. You know what I'm saying? I really like the vibe that you have with your music there. What are your influences as far as musically music is concerned?
It's a list of them, but I really had got turned on. Thanks to my cousin, I got turned on to Tribe Called Quest, and crazy enough as it sounds, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when he was with Daddy Jeff and them. And I was like, okay. So, you know, that was my step into it. Then I started really paying attention to the rap scene. And, you know, then you got your LL Cool J's and you got your Houdini's and all that just coming on up from that point. And there's a couple of the artists today that I kind of like too, but they all sound, you know, robotic, like, you know, they just all sound the same right now. You know what I'm saying? So, but
right,
there's a couple of them that I still like. And I like them. They might be lyrically, you know, inclined. And some of them got a gimmick that I might like. But, so, you know, I kind of like it all. And it's not just even rap. You know, I like jazz. I like, you know, some blues. I like it all. You know, I really be glad when they allow R&B to come back. And I know we kind of infusing, infusing R&B into the rap scene too, but I can't wait for they allow. And when I say they, it's the radio stations, but the radio stations depend on us, the consumers. If we say we want R&B to come back, all we got to do is start requesting it. So people out there, stop requesting R&B back. It will come back.
You're
talking about,
yes,
you know, music is
R&B
dead
back,
and it ain't the same and whatever. But we really, truly are the ones that control the radio stations. So I say, you know, support the local artists that's out here struggling trying to get on the radio, and then support just, you know, a genre that's not out there anymore, which is R&B.
Right. It definitely, yeah, because that's definitely the Pass the Mic brand's motto, you know, support the, you know, whether they rapping,
mm-hmm.
singing, you know, rock band, whatever it is, you know. Because I truly agree with you that us fans, we're the ones that control the music. And when I get into deep conversations with my buddies and stuff about music and the state that it's in right now, and, you know, we all have, like, you know, like input, you know, and everything. And there's, you know, there's a few of us that are like, well, you know, you can't hate on the young guys. And that's true. You know, it's true, we can't.
Right.
But as fans, we have to take control of the power that we actually have when it comes to the music.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, it, so many of us, and one of the things that we do that's wrong is some of us, you know, deeper heads, hip hop heads. I don't even listen to the radio, and I'm starting to think that it might be a mistake. I might need to start listening to the radio and calling in and requesting, you know,
yes.
I guess the Wu-Tang, yes. you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So yeah,
you
got to bring it back, and that's the only way it's going to happen. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's just what it is, you know. Now,
mm-hmm.
you said guys, what was I going to say? Oh, you said your hot single is what was the name of it? I have it. I just want to make sure I play
big
it.
Big deal.
Big deal. Okay.
Big deal.
All right. I was just on it. I was like, did she say big deal? Because I listened
yes.
to, now, in my personal time, I listened to Big Deal, and there was one other one. He sent it by itself to me.
Oh, okay. I think it was Closer.
Closer. Yeah. Now, I didn't get a full listen on Closer because I was kind of in the middle of some other stuff, but I really do dig your music. Big deal. That one knocks. That's a definite club banger.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a definite club banger. Now Closer has a different feel to it. Tell the listeners where you're going with that one in particular, because I'm going to play Big Deal so they can hear it themselves. Tell the people what they thought. You know, where you going with Closer?
Okay, well, Closer actually is it's a romantic song. It's, you know, it's a slow R&B song, and it's about, you know, getting closer with that one you love. And that was the direction I was going with that one, because I'm R&B and I'm hip hop. So you know, one song you got me singing, the next one you got me rapping, then you got me singing and rapping. So I kind of give it to you all when I do my shows and my songs. So
multifaceted. Well, let's go ahead and get into big. Go ahead and get into Big Deal.
Okay.
Let the people on my end of the world hear that. And
right.
We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about some other stuff that you're doing.
Okay. Cool.
That's what we're going to do. There it is. It's in alphabetical order. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to call this a worldwide introduction to PJ Dakota. This is
Yay.
Big Deal. This album, yay! What's the album called again?
Yay! Yeah. Huh?
No. What's the album called?
The album is called Daydreaming.
Big Deal.
A shout out to all my fans, cause I'm the one causing havoc, changing up the game. Cause after me, it would never be the same. Ain't nothing changed, still the same, screaming daydream. I am the one that you hate, wishing you was me. I am the one at night that you dream about. I am the one that can make you scream and shout. You can't believe it, stay the shock when you see me. Cause I'm the one that you watching on TV. I am the one jamming, dancing on the stage. I am the one that's got your boyfriend all in the face. I am the one in the streets that you hear about. I am the song your MP3 can't be without. I am the one controlling move the crowd. Got him in the club, just jumping up and down. Get it twisted, I'm persistent, yes, I'm a star. I'll
best, I'm the rest, I'm the best, baby, by far. Can't measure up, not even close, so please don't try. So when you see me on top, don't look surprised. I am the one, got your fool with my pretty lips. Make the wrong move if you wish and get shook. I shut it down, sell them out when I do my thing. A triple threat diva, cause I rap, produce, and sing. I get it in to the end, and I won't stop. I'm kicking ass and taking names till I reach the top. So if you're in my way, I suggest you lay low. So you can miss all the shrapnel when the shit blows. And when the dust clears, no one's standing but me. The name is TJ, the company is Daydream. YouTube, Facebook, my face, Twitter. I'm the cream of the crop, baby, guaranteed. No winner.
So that was PJ Dakota. I don't know how to talk properly, enunciate. And that was a big deal. And she's not just kind of a big deal. This lady's a boss, you guys. PJ, how many artists are you currently working with right now?
I'm currently working with three artists.
Three?
And it's growing. Okay. Yep, and it's growing, so.
That's what's up, okay. So with that being said, let's talk about your production skills a little bit. Before we do that, I want to talk about that gold album that you had on your Facebook page there. You broke it down for me, but I think that's a cool thing that you do. Explain it one more time, this time for the people. What that's
okay,
all about.
No
so, okay,
problem.
I don't want nobody to go there and be like, oh my gosh, she's a gold artist. And like, no, there's a real reason behind that.
right. What he's speaking about is on my site, there was a picture of me holding a picture frame of my album. And to everyone else, it would look like it's maybe it's a gold album or something like that. I had those made up for my artists, for myself and for my artists, to acknowledge the hard work and putting their singles together. Because all y'all independent artists know what the process it takes for you to get a single done and get it, you know, distributed and everything. And so, you know, it's about being in that studio. It's about getting it mixed and mastered. And for y'all that's out there that ain't getting y'all stuff mastered, please get it mastered. It makes a difference. And getting it pressed up, you know, going back and forth with the graphic artists to get the covers made. So we did that. We were determined, and we got distribution. So, you know, we were able to get our songs played and placed worldwide. And so I had those made up to acknowledge that for myself as well as my artists. So, you know, anybody that's on my camp, I will acknowledge your efforts as long as, you know, you do your job, pay your dues, and I will acknowledge your efforts, and that's what that was about.
Man, that is like a super awesome thing. That's like getting a gold star when you're a kid, man. It makes you work harder.
Right.
Just to know. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's actually appreciating you, man.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can't be scared. You know, having my own company, you can't be scared to spend money. It takes money to make money. And I believe in all my artists. I believe in them wholeheartedly from jump. And I will continue to believe in them as long as they keep doing what they're doing. So
that's what's up. That is a good move right there. So who are you working with in particular?
One of my main artists. Some of them are still I give a couple of shout outs. But one of the main artists besides myself is this young lady, and she goes by the name of Misha, and she is all R&B. Yeah, we do a little pop with it too, but she's definitely R&B. The others, I won't mention yet because we're still in the makings of them and getting them together to get out. But that's the one I'm like I'm really, really pushing right now.
That's the right now. Misha. Okay, right on. So everybody keep an eye out for Misha.
Yeah.
She's going to be coming soon, yeah? Or?
Oh, yeah. She actually has a single out as well. And hopefully we can get her on your show as well to do an interview.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, I would definitely like to get her on the show. That'll be our next move.
We'll make that happen. We'll definitely make that happen. So,
where can we find Misha's music at?
You can find Misha's music as well as mine on iTunes. What's the other one called? Man, any of those outlets. SoundCloud. What's the one with the? That's the bookstore. What's the bookstore one?
The bookstore.
Right. It's totally. I can see it, and I cannot say it. But definitely iTunes. You can definitely click.
Barnes and Noble.
Yes, that's it. Barnes and Noble, you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
We're everywhere. When we worked to get that distribution deal, we went through this particular single was through PYN, which is Protect Your Neck Records. And if anybody know the history of Protect Your Neck, a label that's connected with Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay, I was going to say, GZA put that together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We signed a distribution deal with them, so they've been supporting us and, you know, standing behind the record and everything, so.
Okay, that's what's up right there. See, that's a great plug to have right there, because I'm a Wu-Tang fan, so please believe me, you have got
exactly.
You got a great plug there, man. You got a great plug there, man. Great plug.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's super dope. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as your production, and I don't want you to give up your technique or your secrets, but do you have a direction? I mean, of course you got a direction, but like, do you have a particular direction that you go in every time, or do you just kind of just like whatever the moment fits?
Actually, it's really what the moment fits, and a lot of times. I think for this album and these singles, it was really how I was feeling and just where I was in my life. And like I say, the industry has changed. So we like you said earlier, we have to double up, you know, and then come with both guns blazing out of the pocket. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, and I don't write too many raps or even songs where I boast that I'm the shit or I'm this blah blah blah. You know, I'm not that type of person, but this particular one, it was like, you know what, I think I'm a big deal and I'm gonna say it this time, you know what I'm saying? So that was kind of the direction how that song came about, but it's still my direction is usually about being in a relationship and how relationships made me feel and just at that moment. So that, you know, and I've been giving some really good feedback on some of the songs because everybody says they can relate to them. So, you know, I write and produce in that direction as far as songs that I like, but also that I know that my consumers will like as well.
Okay, right on. But you got to be relatable. And relationship stuff is pretty relatable, especially when it comes to the R&B portion. You got to, you know.
Yes.
It used to be a joke that I had with all my friends when I used to try. You know, I was trying to get into the rap game myself, and I had a lot of R&B friends. And the joke we would have was like, man, don't nobody want to hear no song about you having a good time.
Exactly.
You got to go through some stuff, man, before you get up there and start singing, you know. And but it's almost true. I'm not saying it's always got to be bad, you know. But,
right, exactly.
You know. No,
but it was enough of them. It's enough artists that's doing that. So I'm like, y'all can have them bad songs and y'all shooting and bang banging. I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out here sitting on the porch eating this lollipop and enjoying the sun. That's what my song is about. You know what I'm saying? I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying the summer weather. You know, so that's what I'm about.
That's what's up. That's super dope. Now you said you sit on the porch. Where are you from exactly?
I'm from Flint. I currently live in Flint.
Okay, you're in Flint right now. See, a lot of folks don't know about good porch sitting unless they're from the, you know, the Midwest area there or down south.
That's right, boy. You know, the porch down south, right?
Man,
open up the, huh?
No, I was gonna say I ain't sat on a porch since I was 12.
I know, man. But you know what, the way life is now and how things are going and how we, you know, not even on the music scene, but just in life period, you know, being black right now is a statistic. You know what I'm saying? It's
scary.
It's a casualty on some cases. So right now, you want to chill and be on the porch and be safe. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's
man,
that safe spot right
now.
So.
That's it, man. That's yeah. Right. That's the safe. I mean, like you said, in the state that it is going right now, it's kind of scary and dangerous being black. So,
yeah,
the best place is to be is on that porch.
You better be on that porch.
Man. Would you say sucking on a lollipop?
That's right, man. Wait for
the
ice cream man to show up. That's right.
Right, that man. See, out here in Vegas, we say just stay out the way, man. Just trying to stay out the way. That's it.
Yep.
We just try to stay out the way. We don't want no trouble with nobody, man. So that's cool, man. So yeah. So during I got some fan out in Michigan, actually.
Okay.
Detroit ways, actually. Not a whole lot, just a couple cousins. They transplanted. So
okay, gotcha.
Yeah, shout out to Detroit, my cousins out there. Yeah. That is awesome, man. That's really cool, man. At the I'm really stoked right now because you are a breath of fresh air to me. Oh, you're welcome. Well, there's two reasons. One of them is I've been talking to mostly guys in the industry here on the show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool to talk to a female that's in the trenches, you know, going through the same thing these other guys are going through. And, like, us guys look at the, oh, man, this is tough. We got to shop our demo. And it's like, yeah, but we forget that it's an extra step higher for women because we want you guys to be so much more than just a female MC or just an R&B singer. We want you guys to be want you to be hard. We want you to be sexy. We want you to be marketable. We want you to be cute. We want you to be, we want you to be the dream girl. We want you to be we want you to be all this other stuff, but not just an MC.
Yeah, exactly.
So we end up with the Nicki Minaj we have now and missing out on the Nicki Minaj on her freestyle videos on YouTube.
Thank you. Exactly.
You know, and that's the killer part right there. So we need more like you, Patty. We need more. We need the Queen Latifah's back.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm so agree with you. I'm so agree.
We need the Queen Latifah's back. I just thought of me just now. I was like, dude, rapper, you know, singer, producer, artist, early in the game. You about to go? You about to start acting soon? You got an acting gig?
Oh my God! Yes, actually, yes, that's so true.
Oh really?
I've done a couple of where either I was filming the little independent movies, and we got a I think it's called Revolt Dynasty little web series we're working on now. I play a recruiter, and I'm actually currently writing my own TV script right now to present to hopefully the old network or any network that will hear me and see me.
Right.
So yeah, so no, I do the acting thing too.
Okay, that's super dope right there. I was just being funny. You're like, oh no, I'm acting too. Okay, that's me. That is super dope. Well, with that being said, we're gonna jump into another one of your songs here. Now, this is one I haven't heard yet, and that's only because of my time schedule. We're gonna play Who You Be.
Okay,
so
okay.
I get the surprise and hear the song. Darn.
Okay.
I've met a lot of people in this lifetime, and sometimes I question, you know, who they be. Man, that's all I'm asking. Are you that gangsta representing and putting it down? Are you that wangsta showing your ass being a clown? Are you that lady strutting like you a queen? Are you that player? Play your game when you step on the scene. Are you that lawyer that's gonna take my case? Are you that tall handsome man that's gonna make my day? Are you that buster that's gonna get on my nerves? Are you that victim for the day that's gonna get pushed through the curb? Are you that fella that done caught my eye? Are you that put it on me brother that I can't pass me by? Are you the producer with that platinum sound? Are you that rum shaker baby that know how to get down? Are you that doctor that's gonna cure my ill? Are you that sugar daddy baby that's gonna pay my bill? Are you that mechanic that that's gonna fix my car? Are you the A&R representative that's gonna make me a star?
So who you be, so who you be, so who you be? So who you be, so who you be, so who you be? So who you be, so who you be, so who you be? So who you be, so who you be, so who you be?
Are you the Hollywood? Got your nose in the air. Are you that politician who act like you care? Are you that cheater? It's got you out in the creek. Are you that preacher? Preaching the turner of the cheek. Are you my employer? Working me like a slave. Are you that worker? Only make a minimum wage. Are you that criminal? Ready to make your next move. Are you that gambler? Roll the dice cause it's win or lose. Are you that hustler? Out there on the grind. Are you that jail? Behind bars doing time for the crime. Are you that officer? Fighting crime, keeping the safe. Are you that race? Believing that there's only one race. Are you that hooker? Walking the strip all night. Are you that pimpster? Pimping the streets to daylight. Are you that leader? Of a country in need of help. Are you that walking over others looking out for self?
So who you be, so who you be, so who you be? So who you be, so who you be, so who you be? So who you be, so who you be, so who you be? So who you be, so who you be, so who you be?
Are you that sales trying to sell me something I don't need? Are you that thief in the night running from the police? Are you that driver that needs to transport? Are you that felon? Third strike and you're headed to court. Are you that victim that's too scared to speak? Are you that homeless person? Need a change, get something to eat. Are you that waitress who needs to tip to make a living? Are you that workaholic and still keep moving cause you're tripping? Are you that believer knowing someday things gon' change? Are you that dreamer hoping for riches and fame? Are you that stalker daily invading somebody's space? Are you that psychic knowing that we're in our last days? Are you that fighter? One, two, and they out. Are you that pest?
What about everything? And you're full of doubt.
Are you my savior?
Guiding me, showing me the way.
Are you that lost one?
Who needs to take time out and pray?
So who you be? 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 So who you be?
All right, everybody, we're back. Sorry about the space there. Sometimes when I get to the other side and get to confer with my guests, lose track of time because our conversation is just so interesting. But that was Who You Be by the infamous PJ Dakota, boss lady in the building. All right, I don't know what happened, man. Yeah, I'm here. Okay. All right. So, I don't know what happened. Dang, phone. All right, so real quick about the touchscreen phones. I love them, and I hate them at the same time.
Yeah, they're so sensitive.
Man, and I got one that you can write on. You can write on the screen. So anything
Okay, then.
Anything, you know what I'm saying? Anything touches it, it opens up the screen and starts pushing buttons.
Right. That you use five other applications at one time. I know.
Mhm. So yeah, but that's what happens there. Now that I'm back, and I was talking for a minute and my phone did not have us on there, so I really. Oh. So are you familiar with any artists that are out here in on the West Coast at all? Any particularly my hometown, Vegas. Are you familiar with any of those artists?
No. I think I might be one, but I don't even know if he's doing music anymore, so I don't know. I'm going to go with no. But it won't be that I won't be. I mean, introduce me to him, and trust me, I definitely would support him. He's messing with that phone, ain't he?
All right, sorry about that, PJ and all of my fans. Like I was saying, touchscreen phones, I love them and I hate them at the same time. They decided they wanted us to hang us up.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm back.
Right.
Lay him face, black out the screen, lay him face down, so hopefully that won't happen again. All that was touching my screen was the wire to my headset.
Wow. Yeah, that's sensitive.
Yeah, stupid sensitive. So, I'm sorry. So you said you were familiar you might be familiar with one particular local artist?
Yeah, but I don't even know if he's doing music anymore, so I was just going to go with, no, I don't know nobody.
Okay. We got to get you out here to Vegas, CJ, because they would enjoy you out here, man. They would enjoy you out here.
Oh, man, okay. Yeah, you know, I've never been there, too, so, yes, I definitely, I'll come out there.
Oh, the second I get something going that I can get some folks to come out here, I'm calling you. You come out to Vegas. Anybody who tell me they ain't been here, I'm trying to figure out how I can get you out here. No, I'm not asking you to stay because you might be doing just fine where you is. But come down and visit, man. You got to come down
here.
Okay,
no problem. I do.
I'm not even asking you to come do no work. Just come hang out.
Yeah, I'm down with hanging, man. I'm down with hanging.
That's what's up. Yeah.
I'm gonna need you to talk to your weatherman though when I come. Okay.
Right. Yeah. No. I won't invite nobody out here.
Too hot.
Nah. 200
degrees. Come on out, Patty. No. No.
No.
Not happening.
No. I. You know what? And I do a little part time work off the strip, downtown out here, and so we get people that come out here, tourists and whatnot, and I'll just sit out there and be staring at them like, man, y'all just walking out here.
Right.
I know y'all ain't from here because y'all is actually having a good time. That's the part that bothers me.
They ain't complaining nothing.
They ain't complaining nothing. They're just like, oh, honey, look at the sun. You know, and it's like,
yes. Look at the sun.
I'm telling you, man, they're not complaining. I know they've been. As soon as I hear somebody say, oh, my God, it's so damn hot. Oh, you must be from Vegas. How you doing, pal?
Yeah, you must be from here. Right.
Must be from here because we've been living here all our lives. And ain't nobody used to know 115-degree weather. It's not impossible.
Exactly, right. That's
so
crazy.
That's, man, I'm saying, though. Man, this is really awesome. This is the first show, and I got the boss on the phone right now.
You're so silly.
Now I just, you know what, I get so excited when I talk to artists. I really do. So it's like, now I'm this is gonna sound so retarded, but it's the truth. So now I'm on the air by myself and I ain't got no buffer.
Ah, yeah, so, you gotta carry the whole show, man.
Right, I gotta carry the whole show, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's no big deal, you know, but I get so geek when I talk to my artists on the phone or talk to fellow comics or anybody who's just independently trying to get it. I get so geek with you guys because, you know, this is hard work.
This is
a serious job. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the money ain't great in the beginning, but like the old folks tell us, it gets greater later.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
So,
well, if nobody's ever come on here and told you, I appreciate you. As independent artists, we appreciate you. My artists appreciate you for having your show and for allowing us to come on and speak, because sometimes it's the only time anybody ever hear of us, you know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate that you have the show and that you play my music, and, you know, we just have a good conversation. That's cool. Thanks.
Oh, that's what we're here for. We are here to make sure that everybody shines, man. When we shine, you guys shine. And that's, you know, that's the bottom line to it all, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you and the work that you put in. I like I said, I really, really, really like that you give your artists, you know, a memento of their accomplishment for just getting a single out, because that's a lot of work, you know, because first of all, you got to hope that people are going to like it.
Exactly.
That's the first obstacle. You got to hope everybody's going to like it. The rest of the stuff is hard work too, but it's much easier than, you know, saying, than making sure that people like your song.
Right.
So once you get over that obstacle, you know, the rest should be cake, but it's still hard work, you know.
Yeah.
Going into practice, putting the beat together, pre-mix, the after-mix, the mix down, the
yes.
Man, you know, like or the oh man, we can't play this single everywhere, so you got to go back in there and go do a clean version.
Yeah, you got to do the edited version. Yes.
We got to go back in the booth again, and then
exactly.
Now
I had just.
Do you ever have to punch anybody in, like when they're in the booth? Do you ever have to like that's wrong? Take it from
yeah.
to El Capone.
Yes, and you really yes, and that's
See,
really a that's you know I don't want to call it old school, but that's man, you gotta have a talent because if you miss it, man, it can mess the whole song.
Mm-hmm. I know some engineers, some producers that come from that era. I've myself personally have been punched in millions of times.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. That takes accuracy. You can't just be like, you know, doing anything.
Yeah.
You got to know what you're doing. You know, so
yep.
That's good.
Exactly.
That's good. So, have you done any like any shows? Have you done any like any shows or anything like that? Or are you still
getting the practice? I'm trying to get some shows out of state, you know, like, you know, in Las Vegas or somewhere like that, you know. But, yeah, I've done shows here in Michigan, in my surrounding area, and like I said, and get these interviews and magazine interviews and things like that just to get the name out there. So, yes, it's, man, anywhere I can get a stage and a mic, I'm good. I'm there.
That's what's up. That is so what's up. That is dope. Well, PJ Dakota, we're down to our last little bit of the show here.
Okay.
Now I know what song I kind of plan on playing right now. Just kind of slow it down a little bit for us. But did you have one particular that you wanted me to play that you want the world to hear?
No, boy, all of them. You play whatever
all of
you
them
want. It's fine with me. That's
all.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and close this interview out with "Closer to Me."
Yay!
It was a change on the show. That's right. Yay! So everybody,
and that thing is also available on iTunes as well.
That's right. Now, before we close this out, before I play the song, tell everybody where they can find you besides Facebook.
Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram, YouTube. Punch me in, you'll find me. PJ Dakota, Bedroom Production. Yeah.
That's what's up. All right, well, man, I'm going to go ahead and play that song right now, "Closer to Me" by PJ Dakota.
Thank you.
All right. I just wanted to thank everybody for tuning in and listening and giving PJ your ears.
Close my eyes, I see you still.
All right, you guys, that was PJ Dakota with Closer to Me, a little R&B feel for you folks there, past the mic fan. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. This is the first Wednesday show of the Past the Mic brand, you guys. It will be a Wednesday show from now on out. On the Wednesday show, I will be playing new music. New music, independent music. It's actually going to be mostly music on this particular show. Interviews I have on here will be, if it's an interview on here, they're major. So, Patty, you're major, baby girl. You're major. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that no one else is any major than anybody else, but this is the Music Hour, and I'm here to play music for y'all. So, that also being said, make sure you guys do tune in Saturday for the Past the Mic Radio Show. Be on Saturdays, 4 to 6 on the West Coast time, 6 to 8 in the mid, 7 to 9 on the Far East. A few things is going on around Vegas coming up real soon, actually coming up next month. We got the Loonies coming out here to Vegas, August 20th. It'll be the Loonies, Havoc from Players Circle, Vic Smith, local independent artist, Are We Listen, local independent artist. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a money play. That's August 20th. Show starts at 9 o'clock. And it's going to be a big show. Of course, Pastor Mike will be there in full effect. Keep you people connected to this local indie music scene. That being said, speaking of local indie scene, also Thursday, make sure you guys show up to Money Plays. Show starts at 9 o'clock. It's the Money Mic. 8 o'clock, sign up for you folks out there that want to get on there and express your capabilities and your skills to the world. 8 o'clock, sign up. Get there early. Sign up. Bring a guest. Get a ticket. Get a chance to win $50. Not call Money Mic for anything. Or for nothing. Call Money Mic for that. We give money at the mic. All right, so shout out to Stan and Paulie for keeping that going for the people. And it's a cool afternoon, good music, good company. Now, in the scheme of keeping everybody up to date on the local indie hip hop scene, I'm constantly receiving music. There's some new music right here. Man, right now, gotta be a song about probably one of my most favorite streams walking around the world right now.
That chick right there got a bubblegum booty. She got a bubblegum booty. She got a bubblegum booty. That chick right there got a bubblegum booty. Frame off the chain, slim waist, cute face. She walk with a switch all over the place. Her swag so sick when she walk with her hips, stiletto heel shoes, and soft juicy lips. Girl got it going on. She knows she's sexy with her walk. Everybody in the club point, whisper and talk. I like the way she move when she out on the floor. Move it up and down, take it nice and slow. Her booty body fresh, I call her juicy fruit. Big red booty Judy needs to take two scoops. Go ahead, girl, shake the to the beat. Turn around, touch your toes, make your hands touch your feet. Go ahead, girl, shake the to the beat. Turn around, touch your toes, and make your hands touch your feet. That chick right there got a bubblegum booty.
She got a bubblegum booty.
She got a bubblegum booty. That chick right there got a bubblegum booty.
She got a
bubblegum booty.
She got a bubblegum booty.
That chick right there got a bubblegum booty.
She got a bubblegum booty.
She got a bubblegum booty.
bubble mint thighs. Big league shoe, spread it out like surprise. Touch your toes, grab your ankles, make it clap to the boom. That chick right there got the biggest booty in the room. Touch your toes, clap your ankles, and make it clap to the boom. That chick right there got the biggest booty in the room. She a freak like I like them. I grab her by the waist, lay her on the bed, and let her. Her so big, them ups run. Hips so wide, they be blocking out the sun. She walk with a waddle and her pants ain't low. Right above her butt where the thong wanna show. She got the bubblegum booty, hit it real right. Before I flip her over, I'ma give her a bite. Like, chick right there got a bubblegum booty.
She got a bubblegum booty.
She got a bubblegum booty. That chick right there got a bubblegum booty.
Got a bubblegum booty. Takes me back to my Luke Skywalker days right there. So, what's good, everybody? It's about getting close to closing time for me. I got about 4 minutes left on this here show. Once again, I just want to give a shout-out to Patty Barnett, PJ Dakota, for the rest of you out there for coming on the show, having a good time, you know, sending, you know, blessing us, not just me, but all of us, with some amazing music. I just wanted to say thank you to her for coming out to the show, being on the air with us. Pastor Mike does appreciate all of his independent artists locally and worldwide. That's just how we do. We rock like that to all, because y'all rock with us. But mostly you guys rock with us because we rock with y'all, and that's cool, too. So, getting close to wrap-up time, guess I'll go ahead and just wrap up the show. You know, close it out with one of my favorite songs. Shout-out to J.Y. from the Wasteland Squad. You know, because, in all honesty, really, you know, I'm here right now by myself doing the show, you know, and I keep it real with my people, you know what I'm saying? I do. I get really super excited when I talk to my local artists, to my independent artists. I get super, super stoked because I'm proud of you guys. That's really what it is. I'm proud of you guys. It ain't easy work. It ain't easy work out there. For those of you guys who don't know, it ain't easy, okay? You know, people look at you know, independent artists and comics and poets and actors and people that are, like, trying to get it on their own grind. And you look at us and you're saying, like, oh, you're out having a good time. You know, you're doing your thing. You're just at the club partying all the time. That's what your life is now. And you guys don't know, man. It ain't no party, man. Yeah, it looks good. Looks good on paper. But at the end of the day, before we get to that part that looks like a good time, there's a whole lot of blood, sweat, and a lot of tears goes involved in this stuff, guys. So people that are, you know, that work hard at their craft, you know, just trying to eat a little bit, man, I salute every last one of you guys. You know what I'm saying? From my Uplight Ryan homeboys, salute, brothers, all the way down to the little kid down the street freestyling for pennies. I salute every last one of you guys. I hope everybody's going to keep putting in the good work, because I'm going to keep in putting the good work. I'm a double duty dude. I got jokes to tell, and I got artists to support, and I plan on doing both of them until I ain't kicking no more. So just everybody just hang in tough, and just ride with us, man. Ride with Pastor Mike. This is the second show in the lineup, the Wednesday show. We're putting other shows in the works. So definitely keep your eyes and ears open for Pastor Mike. We're about to be everywhere. This is just the beginning, folks. The Wednesday show, Pastor Mike. We're all here having the best of it. We got like 10 seconds left on my show. I was going to end it with a song. Actually, I'm still going to end it.
It's the most tremendous new musical experience you can have.
Go team. Kinda sick of my mouth loud, system of the down loud, oh.
Okay, well, I think you're making
it. I pick
here.
Apart sounds, how you figure sharks Stop out, it's a dope scene.
I really don't have any other way of saying how I feel about my team. Just that right there. So, this is Jay, Mexico, Washington,
too. Pastor Mike. Mirrors at last, the Ratchetera, I've been roaming. Like a warrior, dodging death until I reach a coney. 100 tracks, put them on wax like oldies. Swim through a new age wave, no floaties. And smoke trees, spam emojis. Rolling, roaming, roller coasting. Seizing, foaming, sneezing, codeine. My voice is the power of choice and choice. I came to make it moist and drinking poisons, poisons, poisons. Drinking beers, beers, beers. The end is near, near, near. Well, I'm screaming out, go team. Kinda sick of my mouth loud, system of the down loud, OZs. I pick apart sounds, how you figure sharks out, it's dope. See? Hey, look at broads now, they be sucking gods down, unholy. You know me.
I'm Jay Watt. Can I get an R? All right, I'm going to bring my homie up right now. Whew. I was about to leave. I was like, yo, y'all want another one? Y'all want another one? All right, let's do this.